Well, with every day that goes past, it becomes clearer and clearer to the watching public that there is very little between this, the type of behaviour between Fine Gael and Labour's government and the previous Fianna Fáil government. And with the appointment to state boards, something that was rotten at the core of Fianna Fáil, where their friends got the perks on state boards, now it seems that Fine Gael and Labour are following suit. And this type of cronyism should stop. We have called on the government and repeat this call to publish all names of individuals who are on state boards, to publish the criteria in which people should be appointed onto the boards in terms of the relevant skills, and to publish a panel of people who we believe that would be suitable, and those people should be then interviewed for such positions. They shouldn't be appointed to state boards because they were a previous member of the party or a previous candidate in an election or somebody who helped the party out during a difficult time. This should be about the people who are best for the job, at it, particularly at a time when this country is on its knees.
The government, before they came into power, they said they were going to end political patronage, but are they failing to do this?
Well, without a doubt. And, you know, I've lost count of the amount of times that the government have told us that they were going to do something before power and after power. But, you know, this goes to the root of the problem in Irish society, and it was what was the downfall of Fianna Fáil. And, you know, many people believe that there was going to be a new era in politics. Unfortunately, what we're seeing emerge from this new government is that it's same old, you know, and that they rule the roost now, so therefore their friends and will be appointed in these positions and will be able to avail of the types of perks and expenses that members on state boards have been used to over the last number of years.